Austin, did you know Indiana Jones takes place in the 1930s?
I did know that. You know how I deduced that?
Yes.
On account of the Nazis.
I know, I literally forgot there's Nazis in it. I'd never thought about it, I think, when it takes place. I knew it was, like, in the past because of the types of cars and stuff that they're using.
Okay, but when you say the past...
I mean the past. You know, when, like all the cars look like old-timey and...
What year do you think Back to the Future takes place? Is that the past?
Which, when he's in the present or the past?
I realize now that that was actually the worst possible example to choose for this, because it takes place across many times.
Right. Isn't
what about
he in
Greece?
The 80s
Would
and he goes
Greece?
Back to the 30s
yeah,
or something?
In the 80s and he goes back to the 50s, and then there's another one where he goes back to like the 1880s, I think. I don't really know.
Yeah, it gets but really crazy when there's the one with like
movies.
They go back to the Old West and there's like a train.
Yeah, and they have to use
and
the train
Doc
to push
like
the car.
But falls in love. Love that for him.
Yeah, and he stays. He falls in love so much that he stays in the past. I think the thing that would... I've thought about this a lot, actually, with time travel. Is I think what would freak me out about it... We will get back to Indiana Jones. I don't mean to derail, but I have to say this.
Oh, that's fine.
What freaks me out about it is... I think I would not be totally convinced that... Each jump is not just a totally new reality. Like, it's kind of like the teleportation thing. Like, if you teleport, is it even you on the other side? Or
yes.
Is it just like a copy that's indistinguishable, yes. That thing? So the idea that he's like... To me, his decision to stay in the past for love is the equivalent of like having a really good dream and just being like, I'm done. I'm never going to wake up. I'll just stay here. Even though... There's a good chance that it's fake and it's a different reality.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to fly, so I'm going to stay here. It freaks me out. I would never time travel. I recognize that we are time traveling right this second in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
But you're never going to put me in a machine that causes time travel.
Yes.
Anyway.
I've definitely always thought about the teleportation thing when it comes to like Star Trek, because supposedly it's just like... turning your atomic structure into data and sending that and then reassembling you. So you would die in that moment, I'm pretty sure. But then nobody else would know, because you'd be coming out the other end acting exactly the same and with the same memories and stuff. But like, you'd be dead.
Right.
First,
and would you even know?
The new you would not know. But the first
you would not know either, because you'd be dead.
Would end.
Right. But if it's done... You wouldn't know that it was done. You know what I mean? So in a way, why not do it?
I would be dead. There would just be a copy of me living the rest of my life.
Right, but you wouldn't know you were dead. You wouldn't know anything. There was nothing to know.
Yeah, my basic point is that I agree with you. I'm not going to time travel and I'm not going to get in a teleportation machine either.
What do they do with the first you? Does it vaporize you and dump you in a trash bin? No, because you can't... Something has to happen to those particles, right?
That's true. Something has
some
to happen
Star
to
Trek
the matter.
Some Star Trek fan will answer us. But yeah, something has to happen to the matter. I guess that's my point. It's like...
Yeah.
You can't...
Because even if they're saying... Even if they're saying, okay, your actual atoms are being transported, you're still being disassembled, so you would still be dead. And also,
caterpillars. Do you ever think about that?
Didn't they prove that like they actually can carry over memories from when they were a caterpillar to their,
even though they get totally disassembled?
Yeah.
So there's a true fact from nature. That possibly gives us some hope. I'm still not getting in one of those machines.
No,
you'll
it still
never
scares
catch
me. I'm not doing it.
But, yeah. There's a lot of people talking in this. I know in this, what are we playing? We're doing a little CP today. And there's a lot of people chit-chatting.
We're on newcp.net, you guys. That's where we are.
That's what we're doing.
Got an account on newcp.
Yeah.
Brand new,
everyone,
never
most people
before
have
seen.
One.
Yeah.
It's like a thing most people have.
We're here in Club Penguin on the iceberg. I think you don't know like the lore of the iceberg, right? Were you a Club Penguin person?
No. It was like a little after my time. I did La Habo Hotel, which we should do at some point.
Yes.
But I never really did Club Penguin. Is this person talking to us? This guy at the top's Koozer or whatever?
I don't know. Should I say something? What did he say?
Probably not. Yeah, it's probably best not to talk to people. It's just their text boxes are getting in the way of our episode.
That's
like
okay.
They're just having a conversation about this person's like actual crush on somebody.
Oh,
right?
They are.
So I don't know.
Maybe
yeah, they
this
are.
Is
so
we're
just
be
gonna...
publishing this.
I well, can, listen,
let's
it's a public
somewhere else. Let's
this
go
is
over
a public
here.
Place. We're leaving? All right. As we walk, do you want to tell me about Indiana Jones? Why are you thinking about Dr. Jones?
I was going to say something about the iceberg first, which is the reason these people are drilling over there is because there's like a myth that if you disrupt the iceberg enough physically, it will flip over. And this is false, but people still try to do it.
Yeah. Do they know that it's a JPEG?
I don't know. I mean, that's the question, isn't it? Because they people
I respect
try to like
that they are trying
all stand on one side of it to like let gravity right. turn it over, but it's not real. It's never happened, but people still try to do it.
I think it's so funny that like you can know that things aren't real, but still think that they're real. Like, you can kind of exist in both things. Like, when we were in high school and stuff, and this still happens, and you would get a text out of the blue that said, send this to 20 people or, like, your grandma's going to kill your mom or whatever. And you're like, oh, God, I know it's not
and
real, but I have to do it.
Your grandma's going to kill your mom?
Just in case. Well, I don't know what kind you got, but I was always getting ones that it would be like, hi, this is your grandma, and I'm going to kill you if you don't. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And you look at it. And you think, this isn't real. I'm 100% sure it's not real. But just in case.
I know. There still was a part of me that kind of thought maybe the world would end in 2012.
Right. 100%.
Like, maybe I really wasn't going to wake up the next morning.
Yeah, and I think that's really cool. I think that's really fun. And I'm sure it's, like, not actually as interesting philosophically as I think it is. But, like, right at this moment, as I watch these people in Club Penguin still displaying their belief in this disproven thing, trying to flip this iceberg, I just think it's really fun that even now, if I see one of those things that's like, you better repost this, I'm like, I don't do it anymore. I think about
really?
It. Like, as part of me, it's like, yeah, maybe... Just in case. For my mom, you know? For my mom. You
yeah,
keep
exactly.
her protected. Step on a
Man,
crack, break your mother's back, you know?
I feel like modern social media doesn't have those kind of posts as much anymore.
I'm sure it
we
does,
bring
and
that
it's
back.
Just like you,
we
you only
start
see
making
it if
some
you're...
Up.
You gotta get the 12-year-old algorithms, so, and like, we can't really access
yeah.
that because we're not 12, so like, we just can't be known as a 12-year-old very easily. It's like
yeah.
the algorithms are just too good.
So sad.
Maybe if there's any... We could make friends with a 12-year-old. Possibly. Never mind.
I think we've talked about this before, about how we're going to meet up at a park and talk
no,
to kids.
No. We've never talked about that before. No way. We probably... One of these people on Club Penguin is probably 12.
Oh, easily.
Maybe you should ask...
Well, I actually don't know, because it's a lot of people that, like, played it when they were younger, because it's kind of hard to find this, like, new version. You know,
that's
I don't think...
You know, I wonder if that's true, because when I was walking around in this game, you know, it's like the big map, and you can click on all the places to go,
mm-hmm.
and there's, like, 70 people in some of these locations, like, just standing around.
I know.
And it's such an interesting thing to look at all their names and to be like, well, you're dancing. That's crazy. I'm doing the Orange Justice. It's a crazy thing to look at all those names and be like, every name here represents a connection to a house somewhere
mm-hmm.
with somebody in it. And it just blows my mind that there's such a thing. I'm really just, what I'm saying basically is the internet The World Wide Web is crazy.
We love the internet. It actually...
God, we do.
Club Penguin is kind of actually fun. Like, because I made a video on it a little while ago. And, like, I was kind of having a good time. I miss, like, this type of website like this and Neopets and, like, just these websites that had, like, a bunch of different games and, like, different things to do. Like, I think I've said this before about games, but just I like big games where there's, like, enough game systems where you can, like, kind of specialize in one or, like, change it later, you know what I mean? Like, in Neopets, yeah, there's, like, the stock market and there's, like, the games and there's, like, different games and there's, like, the storylines that they would do.
Yes, okay, yeah, yeah, I agree with you.
And I realized Club Penguin is kind of like that. There's, like, a lot more to do than I thought and there's, like, hidden stuff and there's, like... I don't know, it's just kind of fun. Maybe yeah, I need to make I love a virtual a game world that is, game.
I love a game that is, like, set in static rooms. You know, like a Nancy Drew type thing or, like, old-timey, like, isometric games where mm-hmm. it's, like, you're staring at this one image for hours if you play the game like that, and you really get into these locations. In a way, they're, like, more immersive than an open-world environment, I think.
That's true, because if you, like, stay in one place in Club Penguin long enough, and you're, like, you, like, end up studying the picture, like, you know the picture
you know
really
it.
Well.
You know yeah. every... Even though the art sucks, like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It still is, like, this immersive... land.
That's so true. Like this island in the background, there's a little building on top of it.
That's I gotta do that soon. I gotta play a game that has that's static. I don't want no 3D. It's really just like a 2D game that you go to the same places a lot. Which I'm sure is many games. I don't know, I'll find something. Anyway, you wanna talk about Indiana Jones? What are you thinking about?
I didn't have much else to say about it. I just realized that I kind of always put it in, like, a fantasy world in my head and never really considered that it took place in the real world at a real time.
That, I think that's reasonable because there's a box at the end that melts everyone's faces off, so it does break these.
I
it's
know,
not very,
it's
like,
terrifying.
Grounded. It's pretty
that
scary,
scene
yeah.
is so scary.
Yeah, and then and they disturbing. Just make that guy's head out of, like, ice cream or whatever, and they just, like, put it in an oven. Or so, it was, like, something like that.
Yeah, I thought it was wax.
And then that's how they got... Or wax or whatever, yeah. And they just let it melt. Crazy.
That's actually so cool.
Like, it is. Yeah, it is a very cool thing that someone had to, like, figure out.
Yeah,
because you know,
there's,
you seen
like,
all
layers.
Those
I'm pretty sure you see his face melt off and you see, like, muscles underneath it. So, like, I don't know. Yeah. I think practical effects is just, it's a cool type of thing. And you're, like, doing something different every time. It's just very mm-hmm. creative how they figure that out.
100%. Have you seen do you like those movies? Have you seen them?
I liked the first few, and then I saw the one with the aliens in it, and I'm like, eh. It wasn't it.
That one wasn't very good. My hot take is actually the only good one's the very first one. I don't think any of them are very good. I think Temple of Doom is actually, like, a offensively bad film. But that first one, Raiders of the Lost Ark? Oh,
wait, I
goodness.
Thought Temple of Doom was the first one. I was just looking
no,
at the Wikipedia
article. No, that's the second
article.
One. And it's really bad, I think. It's really... There's one good scene in it, and it's at the very beginning. I have never seen The Last Crusade. But I don't know. I don't like movies where people's dads show up. You know what I mean? Like, when it's like a character, and then it's like Spy Kids when their grandpa shows up and has to come help in the second or one or third one. I like that movie overall, but I don't like that dynamic where it's like dad, like anytime a grown man, yeah, anytime a grown man is going dad, I don't want to see that. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't like it. And so that's my issue with The Last Crusade.
Okay.
Which I've never seen. So
I don't remember much about the other movies besides the first one, I guess.
Yeah. I'm totally convinced that this new game is probably the second best Indiana Jones film. But I've not played that either, but I will at some point. It looks fun.
People are saying it's good. I literally just saw it on Steam for the first time as I was recording and I didn't know it was a thing. But
when
no.
I watched your video where you mention it, it made me laugh because I never really realized how bad of a name The Great Circle
it is. What?
But like, you read it out loud and I was like, that's a really funny name. Like,
the
I
Great
respect
Circle.
How bad that is.
Huh?
Yeah, like, what does that even mean? Like, Indiana Jones and the big square.
Like, a circle is a shape. That's not an object.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really funny. So, you kind of made me want to play it, honestly, but it's not 2D, so it's not going to give me it's not going to give me the Club Penguin vibes that I want.
Yeah. You know what has a lot of 2D images is an art museum. You could just go look at those.
That's true. That's true. I think the problem is with 2D art, and this is why video games are the greatest art form, you need to have it in your house so you can look at it in every day, look at it every day in many moods.
Mm.
That's how you actually appreciate, I think, a painting. It's pretty hard to appreciate a painting in 5 minutes in a museum.
That's true.
It's like really
that's
not
true.
The right environment.
You don't get
but
to
having
know
it in
as
your
well.
House. Exactly, yeah. Having it in your house, you look at it when you're tired, when you're happy, when you're sad, when it's raining, when it's sunny, and you learn it in the same way that you do Club Penguin. So that's, I think, if there was a way to display, I guess the answer to this is a TV, where you could display different pieces of art as needed. Also, the answer to this is just buying art. So maybe that's what I gotta do.
Do you have any interesting / awkward stories from being in chat games as a kid, like Habbo? Like, anything happened to you on Habbo? Because some things happened to me on Habbo.
I'm sure they did. not really. I've got really embarrassing and like cringe stories from being on forums, you know, which is in the same vein.
Oh.
Habbo Hotel, by the time I was in Habbo, yeah, I met like a lot of my youth was spent on this particular Pokemon forum. Like, that's where I made friends. I still talk to the people I met there. I'm not gonna say the name of it. Don't want people looking stuff up, but you know how forums are and how the internet is, and you people just say stuff that they shouldn't be saying, and
it's very like, permanent. You know, a forum thread is like it's different than like a chat room that goes away. It's there forever. People could like look it up and see it years later.
People can quote post it, and like it becomes this permanent thing.
It's like a commitment to post on a forum.
It's like every time you post, it's like somebody dying, and you put an epitaph on their gravestone, and then it's just a graveyard of things you shouldn't have said. And also, you have to remember, it's like, especially on a Pokemon forum, it's like 8-year-olds and 50-year-olds. Maybe not 50. I think probably the oldest is like 40, but that's a big spread.
So you were like into Pokemon.
Which is the same.
Like the video games or the
cards?
No,
that's the funny thing. I mean, I liked them.
Oh, you weren't.
It was the video games.
It was
but
just
I didn't
the forum.
Really care. Like, pretty much all my time on that forum was... I never talked about Pokemon on that forum once.
Nice.
But, you know, it has a little community and you learn things and you grow. So... But by the time I was doing, like, Habbo Hotel, it was like I was using it as a mechanism to, like, troll people, you know? So I was the person causing issues for other people. There is a penguin in here that's name is just Ozempic, which I really love. So yeah, I was going on Habbo Hotel and like blocking people from getting in the pool and stuff, just annoying things, being an annoying person.
Oh, I remember people doing that.
Oh yeah. I was loved a bit of that because they didn't have you couldn't walk through people is hilarious, but tell me about your Habbo Hotel experiences, because I love that game.
I remember the thing when I was on there was that people would, like, date on Habbo. So I don't know, like, the ages of all the people that were involved. There were probably some creepy people that were, like, not kids, but there definitely were also a lot of kids. Anyway, at some point somebody asked me to marry them, and I did. And I got in a little wedding dress.
Oh, my God.
And I married them the same day I met them in Habbo. So
I
got married.
Do you have pictures of that
day? No, unfortunately. We didn't have a photographer. It was pretty low budget.
Wow.
We
Cheap
were just
wedding.
Like
yeah,
in
for sure.
somebody's... Just like in somebody's house party getting married.
Did somebody marry you? Or did you both just say, I am now married to you?
I actually can't remember. I wish I could. Oh my gosh.
Do you remember the person's name?
No, I don't. Yeah, shout out, that's a bummer. Shout out to my husband on Habbo. Don't know who you are. Could be anybody. Could be dead now. Could have been.
I mean,
a
you never got divorced, I assume,
happened.
Right? So you technically are still married.
Yeah.
There was no Habbo Oops. Divorce.
Oops.
Yeah. Ruh-roh.
The, I wish I could still like, remember, find my old account, but I have no idea what it is.
I'm sure that stuff's all gone now. Yeah, I don't even know if Habbo's still like functional in the way that it used to be.
It
might
exists.
Be, but
yeah.
But it hasn't gotten turned into like a microtransaction disaster.
Well, wasn't it always? You could buy furniture and stuff.
I desperately
always wanted to be rich in one of these games. Like, I wanted to actually be able to have furniture and stuff, but never have done it.
When I, like, think about getting a couch and have a hotel, it still, like, gives me this huge boost of, like, serotonin. I'm like, oh, my God. It just immediately fills me with this, like, feeling of, like,
because I wanted it so bad.
So bad. Never got it, though.
We'll have to do the next episode in Habbo and, like, buy stuff. Because we have money now.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. I think I've earned it. Wasting a little bit of money on Habbo Hotel to make a set for our podcast. I think we've earned it. Let's do that.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a really good idea. You know, I still remember the very first person I ever played any online game with. And it was a guy. The very first game I ever played online, because 100% of our games when I was a kid were pirated off of Kazaa because we didn't have any money. We had dial-up internet, so we'd have to go to my aunt's house and secretly use her computer because she had cable internet in like 2003, and we would steal games from the internet. And so the first game I ever actually owned was StarCraft, which I bought used, or someone got it for me, I don't know how I got it. But I played a game of StarCraft against this guy named Eagle54, and we were on the same team. It was me and him versus someone else. I didn't know how to play. We got our asses handed to us. He was so nice about it, and I remember him forever. Eagle54, shout
That's
out.
That's so cute that you remember that.
I know. I vividly remember the feeling of where I was sitting, and like it was nice out that day. I was in my... Our kitchen was in our dining room, or our computer was in our dining room for some reason.
That was the thing, though. Why did everybody have their computer in their like kitchen or like in, just in a weird...
I don't know.
Spot.
Yeah, just wherever.
Like our computer was between... Actually, I guess it was our dining room, technically. We had like kind of a weird open floor plan, but it would have been like where the dining table should have been.
Yeah, because you just put it... Like nowadays, you think, where is the office or the computer room? Because like, well, maybe less so now because people don't have computers as much, but it's like a normal piece of furniture. Whereas back then it was like it was an addition. It was a thing you bought that then you had to add to one of these rooms that you already had set up. You know, it's probably like when TVs came out, people probably had TVs in crazy places because it's like you put it where you could put it. People didn't really know. You weren't moving into a house with the expectation of a TV needing a place.
But yeah, eventually I mean, you figure it out. Now
it's like a VR. You know, you got to just put your VR wherever you can.
Well, I think now I think it's less likely that you have one computer for the whole family. You know, I think
that's almost
kids just have
never,
their own
yeah.
computer in their bedroom.
Yeah.
But I think it's less likely to have like, because people would have a computer room, but that's because there was one computer everybody was sharing. I think that now everybody just has their own devices.
That's a good point. Yeah. Because, like, if you're sharing it, you have to have it in, like, a public place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what... It's got to be less...
hogging that computer, let me tell you. Nobody else could use that computer but me.
You didn't have a time limit on it? Like, you didn't have a 20-minute daily limit or anything?
No, well, I only had my one sister. And so we would just fight over it. But 90% of the time, I was using it. Because she didn't actually do as much on it. And also, I was obsessed. So... Sorry to my sister, but I was absolutely hogging the computer in hindsight.
Well.
Because I was on that shit from the moment I got home from school till I went to sleep.
That's really lucky I was allowed to play 20 minutes a day on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You had a lot of siblings, right?
Yeah, but we could only do it if we... No, but here's the thing. Here's what was fucked. I forgot about this. It's 20 minutes a day on the weekends. If you did your chores, you could do another 20 minutes. But if you watched your sibling, that counted against your time, which was so rude. So, like, if you wanted to
play something and then have your... Oh, if you watched them on the computer?
Yeah. Our parents were like, that counts as your time. It's like, that's your screen time. So you have to leave the room and like, go outside and play with a stick or whatever. You know, go pretend that a hockey stick was like a Gandalf wand outside and you know, pretend you're controlling the traffic on the highway or whatever. Whatever kids do. And
that's what you were doing?
Yeah, you couldn't.
I love that you're still obviously, like, really mad about this.
I forgot about it till like 2 weeks ago. I don't remember which one of my siblings brought it up. But they were like, yeah, you remember how like... And it just brought this flood of memories back. I was like, this isn't fair.
That's actually crazy. First of all, only 20 minutes is actually insane. Because you can't do anything in 20 minutes.
You're right that it's like if you got siblings. And also it's like when you're on the internet, you can't use the phone because it's dial-up. And so it's like it causes a huge problem if everyone's using all the time. But yeah, it was... I don't know how I ended up being such a gamer, because it was like we had strict gamer time as a kid. So
I mean, maybe the resource scarcity made you like more obsessed with it, because it was like such a special
thing. I'm still just like riding the high of having the freedom to do it as much as I want.
Right.
Maybe that's what
now
it is.
Now you can be on your computer like all day long.
Yeah, still in that honeymoon period. Do you have any other stories from Habbo times? Like anything strange other than literally getting married?
I don't know if this was on Habbo. I was in a lot of chat rooms, which I shouldn't have been doing. And I'm very grateful that nothing actually horrible happened to me, because I wasn't as careful as I should have been, and I was too trusting of everybody. But
yeah, I mean, you've talked about this, Heather. There is like a line where if you realize just none of it's real, and as long as you stay on that side of the line, it's like you're fine. You know, as long as like you don't give him your address.
Yeah, you know? I guess I'm lucky in that I never... Because like a lot of kids will be talking to somebody creepy on a chat room and just like take them really seriously, and they'll say like, hey, send me a picture, and they'll like just do it. I was never like that. I was always like, okay, you're fucking weird, I'm leaving. Yeah. So I guess that's like, I'm lucky that I just already kind of have that attitude from the beginning, because that's scary and horrible. But the only other thing I was thinking was I did definitely meet some guy in a chat room that was asking me to send him topless pictures when I was like 9 or 10.
Holy shit, that's young. Why were you in a chat room when you were 9?
Listen, I was on that computer. What did I tell you?
This is why the 20 minute limit has to be in place. This is why you can't, because in 20 minutes you can't, there's no God, no one out there can flirt to the point of asking for pictures with a 9-year-old in 20 minutes. It's just not possible. That's what so that's probably what it is my parents said it takes 21 minutes to schmooze. Yeah. With a child. And so we're cutting it off at 20 so that our kids never have that problem. That's got to be what it was.
Yeah, maybe
that's crazy.
It. That's
Man,
true.
9 is crazy.
I don't remember
like
exactly,
this person
but I
knew
was,
you were 9.
I was, yeah. Yeah, like he
My
asked
God,
how old
insane.
I was and then said that.
And you were like 9 and he was like, incredible.
Oh, no.
Perfect.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
That's horrible. It's actually horrible. That's the kind of stuff that I think about.
Yeah, that's
and I'm
really
like,
intense.
I don't know if I really processed that fully.
Yeah. My God. All right. Well, glad we're
but
still
also
on the
like
internet.
More, there's more like just funny, innocent things. Like, I think I've told this story on a stream before, but whenever like the first time I was really in a chat room was everybody was saying LOL and I didn't know what that meant, and I said, what's LOL mean? And they all responded by saying laugh out loud, and I did not make the connection that LOL stands for laugh out loud. I thought they were laughing at me so hard that I didn't know what it meant. So I felt all embarrassed. Was there a lot of drama on your Pokemon forum?
Oh my god, it was wild. Because, like, eventually people started doing that thing where it's like you could pair with another person, like you were dating, you'd put it in your forum signature, like paired with that person. And then people were like getting on MSN chat and, yeah, just all sorts of crazy things occurring.
Wait, like, that's how they would say it? Time. Paired with? I've never heard
that.
Yeah,
it was paired with, yeah.
That's so, like, funny.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, I don't know. Yeah, it's a. I learned a lot about how to navigate the internet and social situations from that website, which has served me in some ways very well and in some ways very badly. I had to relearn some behaviors in the intervening years. Did you see that there's somebody on this Club Penguin room right now who said, if 30 people drill on this iceberg, it'll flip over? The person said it out loud now in front of us. Mm-hmm. Yep,
that's
they said,
so funny.
And someone was like, no, and they were like, yeah.
That's
but, like,
so
surely
funny
that's
that people
happened.
Still do this.
Like, surely people
no,
have
I don't think it's ever happened.
No one's, but I'm saying,
let
like, surely
Google
they've organized 30 people to come together and drill at the same time. It doesn't sound
right.
that hard.
Right, but it hasn't flipped.
And it didn't work. Right. So, obviously, you know.
But I think part of what keeps this myth in motion is that, like, in that case, when they supposedly gathered 30 people to do it, only those 30 people knew that it didn't work. Otherwise, everybody else is still walking around thinking it's possible. So there's, like, not, you know, they're not, like, publishing a paper about it to the community that, hey, it didn't work. So it's just, like,
right.
by word of mouth, people can keep believing
yeah,
it
mainstream,
forever.
Mainstream media is not publishing. There's no Club Penguin. That is what's great about... I know we've talked about this so much and blah, 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 but, like, the types of games that you play on your channel, and I recall first having this experience when I did that show VG Wham for a while. It's like, when you're playing a game that doesn't really have any kind of online popularity or popularity in general, you really do get, like, that cool, small, intimate, special thing that it felt like when you were playing games as a kid. And it's like, it's just so, I feel like it's really rare that I'm playing a game now and I have trouble with it. 99 times out of 100, if you Google it, you'll find the answer. And so playing a game where if you Google mm-hmm. something about it, you just, there's nothing about it, is
yeah.
a really fun thing. And maybe that's one of the cool things about a dead game like Club Penguin at this point, you know? It's a fun thing
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, and I did. I've actually just Googled it, and I was wrong. The iceberg has flipped before.
Get
during
no
the,
way, stop.
The, when Club Penguin was... Because it's officially dead, it doesn't exist anymore. When they had a final party in Club Penguin, they made it flip. Like, I think because of the myth, they finally made
wow.
it happen.
Wow.
And
that's
it,
so
there
cute.
Was like a dance floor on the other side.
I wish it was easier to... Because when you talk about stuff like that, like games that die, like MMOs that go away, it makes me immediately want to go like, oh, we should do these in like all of these great old MMOs that used to exist and like you can still kind of play. But it's such mm-hmm. a pain to have to like download a whole game, make a character, go through the tutorial, da-da-da-da-da.
I know, I was just thinking about how for like every episode of this we're making new accounts on websites. Like I hope I might make a different email and like, you know, I hope you're
yeah,
using different
yeah.
passwords
be...
for all of them because
well I have
really
I have
kind
a go-to
of putting
password
our info
for
on a lot of
go-to password for like
here.
Any website that I don't care about. So I guess that's you're not supposed to do that either, but
yeah, I actually recently finally started using a password generator, which is good because I guess I can say this now that it's not true anymore. I used to have the same password on basically everything, including everything important. So, but now I don't.
Yeah.
Now yep. they're all different and they're very long and they have lots of numbers and characters in them. So
mm-hmm. password managers are very clutch, very, very nifty.
But yeah, just one of many ways that I'm like a real productive adult now. I have a password manager. Got yeah. up and climbed a mountain this morning. No big deal.
Yeah, I saw a picture. That looked beautiful. Did you enjoy
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah, it was really nice. I was
weather's nice up there.
Yeah, the weather was nice this morning. Now it's cloudy again because that's just kind of how it is now, or how it is here for the whole winter. Is it's cloudy and it's raining. The rain is not that bad. It's kind of like a mist all the time. It doesn't often rain like for real. You just kind of are damp all the time when you're outside. But not enough foggy, to like want an umbrella. It can be foggy in the morning, yeah. But yeah, as we know, as you can tell from at the beginning of this podcast, I was not complaining about Pilates because I skipped Pilates today to go climb that mountain.
Why? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Because you know I did it on Tuesday and I'm still so sore. I think it's I already forgot. I don't know the names of the muscles, but it's like my sides. It's like my side abs.
Okay. Yeah.
Hurt so bad. It's like my ribs hurt. It's really bad. Yeah. So I decided I couldn't do it again today.
I'm trying to do... I don't really know how to swim, so I'm trying to learn how to swim. That was one of my goals this year. So I took a swim lesson this past week. Swimming, and part of it is...
I love swimming.
I'm so bad at it. Like, my technique is just horrendous. I look like... Have you ever thrown, like, a cat into a bathtub?
That's what you look like?
Yeah, it's like that vibe. I'm like doing 500 times more work than I need to stay afloat because I don't know like how to use my body in that context.
I mean, I don't have technique, really. I never like learned... Like, are you talking about you want to learn like a breaststroke or something? Because I don't know real
I do want to learn that. Like, I want to get good at it, but I mostly just want to be able to swim laps and not... feel like I'm waterboarding myself the whole time, which is currently the sense I get. It's like I start swimming and I'm like, I'm not drowning, but my whole body's in fight or flight the whole time.
That's horrible.
Which I don't like. It's really bad. So I'm trying to overcome that, which is a lot of work. But I felt like you after Pilates, after this swim lessons. I was doing
swimming
back and
intense.
Forth for 45 minutes. I didn't know that. I thought it was like as intense as running, but swimming makes running feel like walking to me. And running's a lot of work.
Yeah, well, it's like running through liquid.
I guess
you know,
it is.
It's a thicker
yeah.
substance.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but I'm looking forward to having something that's a lot of work because then I feel like I can do it for less time. And so I can be more like I can get my gym shit done quicker, which is good. But also it's just, you know, you can't. Here's another good thing about swimming. You can't listen to your AirPods. You have to be present in silence.
Not me disconnecting.
It's a bad thing. Yeah, where'd you go? You disappeared. You leave me here with all these people talking about lasagna.
I was idle for 10 minutes. I'll come back. Continue.
All right, get back. But yeah, as soon as I got home, it was like... And I think part of the problem is I haven't been eating enough, but my whole body was like... Not. It was like I felt like how you said you felt after Pilates, like I couldn't move.
Yeah, swimming works out your entire body, but that's what I like about it because I love that feeling of like when you've been swimming all day, like on vacation, and you come home and you're so tired, but like it feels good. I don't know. There's like a specific feeling after swimming where you're like your whole body is tired and also like hydrated. Like you just feel really like. Because you've been soaking in water. You know what I'm saying? You've like soaked up all this water and you're tired and it's like, and I feel like I'm full of water in a good way.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. I felt so deep. I felt like I was hungover after I swam for 45 minutes. Like my whole body felt really dehydrated. And my swim teacher, she said, people don't realize how much you sweat when you swim because it just goes into the water. And so people often do get like excessively dehydrated when they swim. Maybe you're just built different. It's possible.
No, I feel like waterlogged after I swim. That's always what I say.
So not
I feel
hydrated.
Waterlogged.
You feel soaked, but not hydrated.
Yeah, soaked like a sponge, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of sponges, I've got a cleaning question for you.
awesome. Everybody loved the cleaning segment, so let's do more of that.
I still haven't looked at the retention chart, and now I might do it right now.
Don't
I want to know how you... I'm going to do it. I'm not going to tell you, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, don't tell me.
I just want to know. Yeah, because I know it'll like thing.
What's your question?
Get in your head. My question is dust. How do you deal with dust? Is there any way to stop dust? What's the most convenient way to pick up dust? Do you have any dust tips?
Vacuum and then microfiber cloth. I think I said that last time.
Wait. Vacuum?
Yeah, vacuum first.
How are you vacuuming dust?
It vacuums up. What are you talking? Dust where?
Like on my TV stand.
Yeah, vacuum it first. You'll get a lot of it.
I can't vacuum. No, you don't get any
of
it.
Unless
you buy like an attachment. I don't have any attachments. I have a vacuum from 1950.
You don't have a hose?
It's just a tube. It's a hose. That's all it is a hose. It's a plastic hose.
Yeah, so do it with the hose.
And like there's dust. It's under my Xbox and on the sides of my Xbox. I don't know what you're thinking. Are you trolling me? Is this like, the hose doesn't work.
Oh my God, you're so PO'd about this. Get a different vacuum, then.
It's a big problem.
I'm not saying it'll get all of it. You still need to wipe.
So your advice is go fuck yourself, go Google for a vacuum and whatever. There's no way to stop dust, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. For normal people, use the vacuum hose. Get, like, the attachment that makes it, like, smaller at the end, like skinny, so you can reach under stuff, and that will get a lot of it, and that'll just make it easier to wipe up, because if you wipe up too much dust at once, you know, it like clogs up your cloth and you're just pushing it around, so it can help to vacuum it up first. Or if you want to be old-fashioned, you can sweep with a broom.
But again, I'm talking about like a
you're talking
fine...
about dust in crevices.
Not even in crevices. Just like, if I put the vacuum on the vacuum strength is not sufficient to suck the dust off of the thing that it's on, because it's stuck
on
the
thing.
Maybe
your vacuum isn't. I can suck up a lot of
dust. So you're saying I need a
vacuum.
Nicer vacuum.
Yeah, I'm saying this is your
problem.
I'm sorry, did you want me to say it's impossible so that you can feel like some kind of retribution? So yes, sure, it's impossible
what would you
for
do?
Your sake.
All right. Let's say I don't have electricity. How am I taking care of my dust?
Well, I do have electricity, so I don't know how to help you there. I'm sorry I didn't give you the answer you wanted. You know, sometimes we don't get what we want in life. Sometimes the answer is you got to do it the hard way. You got to go research vacuums and get a better one. Or you got to just put some elbow grease in and wipe it up. Be a man.
I can wipe it, but that's what I want to know. How do I wipe it?
Just a damp cloth.
Okay, that's what I did today, and it felt like I was living in the 5th century, and so I was hoping.
Well, apparently you are
you
with that vacuum.
All right, you want to do feedback? Let's do feedback. You want to talk feedback from the last episode? Here's
yeah,
what people
sure.
had to say. All right, we're moving on.
Oh, I forgot I was going to say this at the top. But just speaking of comments, I do want to acknowledge that, yes, like multiple people pointed out, Luigi has not been convicted of anything. I didn't mean to be talking about
my God,
it as if
I was
like
gonna
he for sure...
You are not apologizing for this right now. Are you serious?
Well, that is my bad. I shouldn't have said that. I don't know if that's like a legal problem that I...
No, it's...
I was just gonna say I fully admit I'm like a degenerate internet user, and I've mostly been consuming memes about the situation in which everybody is just talking about him like he did it. But it's not
right.
In my mind, it's separated from like the real person. I didn't mean to be like actually accusing somebody of something.
You should not be apologizing to these people for this. I'm sorry. You shouldn't be. Okay. Listen, I saw those. That's one of the things I was like. Gonna not bring up because I was like, she's not gonna want to talk about innocent until proven guilty. That's a serious topic for our meme show. Okay. Yeah. So all these people come in and they go and listen, the views of Austin are not necessarily the views of Mem. Everyone should know that. So when you're typing up your comment, you however you want to say it. But okay, we're having fun, right? You would say this is a show we're having fun.
Yeah.
Do you think in any other context where somebody like, I'm not even going to say, well, I will say it, probably obviously committed a crime. If we were talking about that person and just like talking, like if this was 1991 and OJ was on trial and we were like, oh yeah, OJ, do you think people would be like, well, technically he has not been da 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 da. It's just a fun show. We're just having a nice time. I don't even, like, I can't even express.
I know.
I just think it's weird.
I know what you mean. I think in, you know, in normal casual conversations, it's not abnormal to talk like that or make jokes about it or whatever. However, I don't have a problem saying, whoops, shouldn't have said that on a podcast, maybe. That's okay. You disappeared now.
Club Penguin auto disconnected me because it is trying to silence my opinion. Okay, here's the comparison I'll draw. I felt the same way about the people who were talking about that as I felt about the people who were diagnosing you with illnesses. I was like, what are we doing? I was curious if you had thoughts on that.
Oh, the people diagnosing me with illnesses?
Yeah, people being like, oh, well, just to be clear, you might be dying. I'm like, all right, relax, everybody. Relax.
I could be. I don't know. I'm okay, first of all. For my message to the public is I'm not worried about it. I've always been I've always had kind of a weak constitution, I guess you could say. I think that's what they would say about me in, like, Victorian times. I've always thought I probably would be one of these ladies that, like, got sick and got sent to a farm away from her family to, like, recover from illness.
And then just never hear from you again?
Because I've always just been kind of sickly. But the fainting thing, I think I have it under control. It mostly happens when I'm, like, really hungry. I have another fainting story that I forgot. Well, I just didn't actually get to tell it because I said there was one time where I actually fainted and woke up somewhere else. And I was going to tell the story and I didn't. But that was at a concert. I was in high school and I was seeing a Passion Pit in high school.
Whoa, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
And I think I hadn't eaten all day, so that was the main reason that happened. But I was like, I told my friend, I have to go to the bathroom because I felt like I was going to faint. And I passed out on my way out of the concert hall, and then I woke up in the hallway, and the staff at the concert place were of course convinced that I had been doing drugs, and so they were asking me what drugs I'd been doing and who I got them from, and I was just like sitting there white as a ghost chewing on a payday bar that they gave me and being like, no, this just happens to me.
Well, do you think they were asking,
and they did not believe me?
Do you think they were asked, like, was the vibe that they were asking because they wanted to put you in prison? Or was the vibe like,
I don't know, hey, they were probably just trying to help. It was like the medical people, so.
Yeah, they just need to know so that they like, know what if you have any whatever problems. But you're like, no, I'm just, this is just me.
Yeah, this is just how I am. I'm just the kind of lady that would need a fainting couch or whatever in my house. If I was like a rich lady in the past, I'm trying to move my little guy around.
I was surprised at how many people approved of my plan to buy the middle seat on the airplane. Because when I said it, I thought it was the wrong thing to do. I thought I was being like selfish, but most people were like, actually, that's fine. But I think it's, in some ways, unethical to buy a seat that like somebody else could use. Like somebody did, I think, point out that like, you know, somebody might be trying to go visit someone. You know, they can't go to the next flight, whatever.
You could make like an environmental argument against it.
Well, and
like
then
Taylor Swift
taking
her private jet everywhere, you know.
Right.
If you're buying
somebody
up more seats, you're putting more carbon in the atmosphere.
Right. Someone said if you buy a seat, you've like increased your own carbon footprint. Which is partially true, but really you've increased the carbon footprint of everyone on the plane by a little bit. But maybe you're taking responsibility for it because you bought the seat. But,
like if you divide it among everyone.
Yeah. On the flip side, Wait, do you think it would be cheaper to hire a your own private plane or to just buy... Do you think you could buy every seat on a flight?
Jeez,
like,
I don't
know.
Like,
if we wanted to do a video that we just find, like, a Spirit Airlines flight from somewhere to somewhere.
Sounds like a Mr. Beast video. You know, he rented out the pyramids.
Get the fuck out of here. He's crazy.
He's
not been convicted
that.
Of anything. Innocent until proven guilty. Yeah, and that's honestly, I'm sorry to go back to this, but that's like what I'm talking about. If we were talking about Mr. Beast with the same tone, none of those people are coming in and going, hey, technically, he's, you know, this is America, innocent until proven guilty. It's just like, it's only because.
Well, is there like a reason? Is there actually a practical reason not to say stuff like that? Like, could we get in trouble with somebody? That was what I was thinking.
Oh, is that what you're concerned about?
It's like, is there some kind of legal.
Okay.
Ramifications.
I can follow you down this hole. Because I recognize, you know, in the way that I spiraled out of control a few minutes ago, the dynamic,
you were kind of spiraling.
It sounded like I was being really serious. And I was trying to sound like I was being really serious, and I was kind of being serious, but not really. But I didn't realize that maybe what your argument was is, hey, they're saying be careful in case... You say it, and then someone, and then Luigi's mm-hmm. lawyers cease mm-hmm. and desist us for saying that he shot the guy, you know. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So if that is what your concern was, maybe there's something there. But I don't know. Aren't you allowed to, like, say things that are funny, even if they're not true?
I mean, maybe not. Not to get too serious, but I'm a little bit worried about that in the coming years.
Yeah, I thought this was America. I thought we could do that, but maybe not. I don't know. Okay, well, I didn't think about it from that perspective, so that's fair enough. Anyway, what do you think would happen? I'm going to figure this out. I don't know how much money it's going to take, probably a lot. But what if, what's cheaper? Getting a private plane or buying every seat on the plane?
Well, I think that would be extremely expensive. What are there, 200 seats in a plane? And then...
Depends on the plane. You could get like a smaller... Like, we could get a smaller... Well, you want to do it with like a 737, just so it's like the plane, you know? So yeah, there's probably, what is it, like 30 rows, 6 per row, 200 seats, yeah, plus first class, so like 200 seats, maybe at like $200 a piece. So that's what, $40,000?
Mm-hmm.
The first class plus that, so maybe like $60,000 to buy every seat on a plane. That does sound like a gigantic waste of money, doesn't it, when you say it out loud?
Mm-hmm.
But it would be pretty funny to have them be like group one, group two, and then just you walk up. And then they'd be like, wait, what's going on? And you'd be like, no, it's just me.
I
bought all the seats.
I'm almost positive they would not let you do that just like through the regular... commercial means. Like, they would probably, I'm sure you can, like, I know you can rent out a whole plane because people have like filmed music videos in them, but you would probably have to go through a different channel than just buying 200 tickets with your name on them.
Well,
and they would see,
where's
that
the
anyway.
Cutoff then, because you can buy two seats, we know. Can you buy three? How many? That's what I need to figure out.
How many airplane seats can you buy
as one person? How many? That's somebody write that down.
That's
Siri.
A good question. They've got to have rules about that. I would guess
my God,
that it's
Siri
two.
Responded. Siri, can you write this down in a note? I don't care what kind of note. You have AI now, so you should be able to understand all this. Write down video idea. How many airplane seats can one person buy under their own name? Thank you.
I don't care what kind of note do you have AI, so you should be able to note. It says, I don't care what kind of note do you have AI, so
you. All right, you idiots. You don't know anything, Siri. All right.
Did she write it in a note or no?
She wrote a note with, like, everything I said. I don't want that. Yeah. I just want a note that said whatever, but it doesn't matter. How did we
get
on this
topic?
Sounds like
she did her best.
Oh, yeah. I just think it's interesting, right? Because... So I think, and there's a good argument to be made that like buying an extra seat on an airplane is increasing your carbon footprint, and it's also preventing someone else who might need it from getting on a plane. So there is an argument where you're saying, hey, you should only take up as much space as you need. In the same vein, follow me here, first class, probably unethical in the same way, because you're taking up more space. You could fit more people on the plane, right?
This is
so
true.
So that more people could use it. But is it not the case that ultimately what that's advocating is fitting as many goddamn people in an airplane as you possibly can?
I was going to say,
squeezing,
then at a certain point, when you see these pictures of like concept art of like double-decker seats where somebody's fucking feet are in your face or something because they're trying to maximize
you're
space.
You're like upside down like not, Tetris pieces.
You know, then I think the ethicalness goes down, I think. Maybe there's a peak on the graph of ethicalness.
There's a curve.
Versus, what would you say, like people per square foot or something.
But isn't it interesting that most people would say buying an extra plane, well, maybe not most people, but once you've heard the argument, I think most like eco-conscious people would say buying an extra plane seat is probably a little unethical. But I bet also that all those people would say the amount of people they're squeezing onto an airplane is unethical, right? And how do you square those things? So I just thought it was interesting as I was thinking through that, trying to like make sure that it all made sense in my brain. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know, if I think it's unethical to buy a plane seat that's not mine, am I not also advocating for squeezing as many people into a plane as possible? You know, so because, you know, maybe they got to go see their family and then it's less carbon. And blah, blah, blah. So
I think it's interesting that where you even go with this question is like an ethical question, because first of all, we've been joined by Francesca. They seem like they're really part of our conversation.
Oh, wow. Can we see if Francesca has an opinion on this? I don't want to type all that out.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
All right. You try to do that. But yeah, I think anytime I say anything, my brain starts checking it against all my beliefs to make sure that it's like, or not to make sure, but like just to see if it's consistent with all the rest of my beliefs, even if it's a silly thing. Oh, wow. Great. Let's see if anyone has any questions for our podcast on Club Penguin.
What was I saying?
Yeah, I don't know why I do that.
It's interesting that you're bringing this up as an ethical question, because my first question would be, do I even actually want to do that or not? Is that even worth it for me?
Yeah.
Which I think...
Sure.
Maybe not.
And so for you, you go, well, I don't want to do it, so I don't care about thinking about...
Yeah, exactly.
You're just like, this isn't relevant to me, so I'm not worried about the ethics.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that sounds kind of perfect. That sounds great. But, you know, those are my thoughts on that. Those are like the three general things I noticed in the feedback, where people diagnosing you with things, people yelling at us for talking about people who didn't commit crimes, allegedly, and then people saying that it was okay to buy the middle seat on an airplane. So I don't know if you noticed any other comments you wanted to bring up, any other feedback?
Not really. I think that pretty much wrapped it up.
Okay.
And mostly people are being nice. I feel I need to say that. You know,
no,
I think...
love all of our... of our people. I love them all. Even the ones who are talking about the law.
Mm-hmm.
We're just having fun here, is the point. I'm not actually
mad. We don't need to hire a lawyer because they're all in the comments.
Yeah. I'm not mad. I'm really happy with everything that's been discussed.
That's good. You know how happy I am? Look at that.
How happy are you? Oh my god, you're dancing. That's how happy you are. I'm gonna do a happiness.
I look like I have really intense eyebrows. I think it's supposed to be my eyelashes. But it looks like a really dark black bar.
A strong unibrow. Here's the final quick question for you.
Yeah.
What natural disasters do you think are like the coolest when you read about them in like a book as a kid?
I was just talking about this on the mountain, actually, because...
No, you were not. That's crazy.
Well, just like, you know, differences between different natural disasters, because now it does seem that you pretty much can't live anywhere without something.
Yeah.
Like, in the Pacific Northwest, we have wildfires. and we have the possibility of the big one, which is what I was talking about today. Is like, I think it's kind of funny when I tell people that I love the Pacific Northwest and they go, oh, I could never move there because I'm too scared of the big one. Which, for if anybody doesn't know, that's like a really big volcanic eruption that could happen.
Is that the Yellowstone thing, or is it something else?
I think so. I think it involves Yellowstone, and it's like, it could happen sometime in the next 1,000 years or something. I don't know. But so I just think it's really funny when people say, I couldn't move there because of the big one, when, first of all, I'm pretty sure from what I know, if the big one happens, it's like going to affect the entire world. So first of all, you're not going to escape it by not living like directly over where it happens. Like, if anything, if the big one happens right under me, I'll just explode and then I won't know what's going on, versus the rest of the country maybe would be like a, you know, a sky of ash for years or something like crazy, which would be scary to live through. Anyway, so I don't live my life in fear of the big one. I don't walk around thinking about
it. Dude, I love that people call it the big one, because it makes it sound like you could be talking about anything, like a creature or some sort of like extraterrestrial presence. Opposite of E.T. E.T. would not be the big one. E.T. would be the little one.
But yeah, so like here we have fires. Indiana had like tornadoes, kind of. Lots of places in the South have floods. It's like, it's the end of the world wherever you go. So it's just kind of a matter of which one you prefer, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and if anything, living where the big one is like actually the right move, because if you live in like, well, I mean, if you live where I live, it's the possibility of a hurricane every year. The big one is just, it's going to be once, maybe eventually.
Exactly.
That's pretty good odds.
Yeah.
So,
I would say, as far as the coolest, volcanic eruption, probably the coolest, right? Objectively.
You think so? Cooler than a tornado?
Tornadoes are pretty cool. I think there is a part of me when I see, like, footage of, like, after a tornado has gone through and everything's all fucked up, there's a part of me that goes, damn, but it's kind of like really cool that it had the power to tear that roof off and throw that car across the...
You know, that reminds me of... I'm sorry to always bring up 9/11, but it reminds me of when on...
Gerard Way Simulator.
9/11 was... Right, yeah. I remember... I don't remember how old exactly I was. It was fourth grade or something. And I remember watching 9/11 on TV, and my dad was sitting there with his arms crossed. And I said to him, this is a real thing I said. I said, you know, if you can forget about all the people dying, it looks kind of cool.
Oh, no.
I said that to him as a fourth grader. It looks kind of cool if you can forget about the people dying. And he looked me in the eye and he said, never say that again. And I just like shut the fuck up and walked away.
And guess what? He was correct.
He was correct, or I was correct.
You probably shouldn't. He was correct, and you probably shouldn't have said that again.
Well, but you said, you know, it makes me feel better that you said sometimes you look at people's lives being destroyed by a tornado, and you're like, damn, that was
sick. I was
going to
qualify it with, if nobody died.
Oh.
But I guess you did too.
Exactly. So it's fine.
So
it's no big deal. I don't see what he was so mad about. I said, if it was fine, this is pretty cool. And
exactly.
I don't see why that's a problem. You should be able to say that about any horrible historical event. If this wasn't so horrible, this would be pretty cool. That's just true.
I think we've cracked the case here today.
I agree.
Wow. All right, Merry Christmas, everybody.
I feel like I gotta go to therapy so we can do this podcast and I can stop talking about things like this.
Maybe you're figuring some things out in real time.
I appreciate everyone being here for the process. And I'd like to apologize for snapping on everyone earlier, okay?
I'll
do it again next week, probably. And this is the only apology you're gonna get.
Here's the thing I was trying to say, is all we can do is the best we can at each moment in time with the mind that we have and the information that we have. And so that was what I was doing when I said oops about implying that he was guilty. And that's what you're doing when you say oops about
For sure.
Getting PO'd.
You know, but I think the difference is I'm apologizing for ruining the vibe of the podcast. No, I'm not apologizing for upsetting the audience. I get triggered. Maybe this is the problem. Let's unpack this. I think I just get triggered.
Let's talk about your triggers.
Let's talk about my triggers. I get triggered by an audience trying to be like overly controlling or like judgmental. So it's that same thing of when people are like diagnosing people with stuff. I'm like, that's triggering to me. I'm like, you guys need to relax. This is the internet, for God's sake. This is the place where people drill holes in icebergs. And so that's what I have to work on, you know, is
right.
Not
I think
not getting so annoyed with people.
Mm-hmm.
All
I think
the time.
It's natural to, you know, in our current world, to be a little bit afraid that when people say one judgmental thing, that they're judging your whole character and everybody else is going to judge your whole character. And it's just this like black and white thinking type of thing.
Right.
But by deciding to calmly acknowledge it and move on, I am creating the nuance I would like to see in the world.
I think that's beautiful. And I'm glad that you said it while dancing. I think it made it more effective.
I know, and I have my little trumpet.
You do have a little trumpet, yeah. You could put sad trumpet music underneath your speech. But yeah, you're correct. You're 100% correct. Do you know about clip farming? I learned about this term today, clip farming.
Yeah, that's like, people say that when people have podcasts and they're like, basically it's just like, you say something funny and then people say, oh, you're clip farming because you want people to make a clip out of that and it to go viral. But it's like also the point is to say funny things. So I'm not sure what that actually means.
Yeah. So I think it's just the idea of like, are you doing it with the knowledge that it's potentially going to get clipped or not? Which is such a fine, weird line because like you said, the whole point is of making a podcast is for people to like listen to it and share it. So it's weird to do that, but maybe that is it. I'll have outbursts every once in a while if our numbers go down, and we'll see if we can clip farm to the outbursts.
Okay.
That's all I was doing was clip farming.
Okay. So everything's fine.
Yeah. If I keep bringing topics up, how long will it go before you're like, can you shut up? I'm trying to end.